Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. What a mighty God to you, Lord. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, my Father, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this precious opportunity, my Father, that we can come boldly to your presence, boldly, my Father, to the throne of grace, and obtain mercy, find grace to help us in our time of need. Thank you, Father, for the invitation. We thank you, Lord. What an awesome privilege and what an awesome honor that is. That you would summon us into your very presence, Father, so that we might commune with you and fellowship with you and hang out with you and walk and talk with you through the cool of the day. Just like Adam and Eve did, my Father. We thank you for that invitation. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. We give you praise and honor. I don't know if we thank you, Lord, but we praise you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we want to love you much more than we do. We want to obey you much more than we do. We want to serve you much more than we do. We want to fellowship with you much more than we do. So thank you, Father, again, and we praise and holler your name for the awesome invitation to come into your presence. And we come through the gates of thanksgiving, we come through the courts of praise, and we thank you, Father, for the means through which you have to get your word to your people. Thank you for media, my Father. Thank you for that you're raising it up for the entire revival. So that through mainstream media and all types of media, my Father, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. So we thank you, my Father, as you come for the radio broadcast, that you would use to speak into our hearts the word of life. Thank you, Father, for our church services, our fivefold ministries, our apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops. You tell that we fall upon the elders. All the tithes from all our priestly garments, Father. All our sins that we render towards you, my Father. We thank you for that. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have done something far greater even than that. Not only, Father, have you not allowed us to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as some might do, but you allowed us, Lord, not only to come together as a body of believers, as a church or a denomination, but you've called us, Father, into a fellowship with you. So all the way through the gates, through the course of praise, past the radio broadcast, past our church services, past our praise and worship, past our programs, seminars, past all of that, all the way into your presence, my Father. Hallelujah. That we can commune with you. That even collectively, we can all come together, Father, and each one of us hear from you. That you speak to each one of us, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We come, we take you up on the invitation, and we humble ourselves under your mighty hands. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And Lord, we humble ourselves under the anointing and the power and the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Hallelujah. We give you free reign and free control, just like you did in Jesus. Hallelujah. We say the same thing, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. For you have anointed us to hear and receive, to receive God's grace and to administer it one to another. So Holy Ghost, have your way. Anoint these lips of clay to minister to this life, to the spirit of mankind, that will relay it to his emotions, soul, his mind, his will, his attitude, who will in turn relay it to the body, this physical body that we live in, who in turn will manifest it on this physical earth. And it's for one purpose, Father, that you might be glorified in everything. That the earth might be filled with your glory. The Lord, your kingdom come, and your will be done in our lives here on earth. In our lives here on earth, Father, just as it is in heaven. But give us this day everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that in our lives. And as in always, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, be it unto us according to their word. In take out of our scepter on my scepter. And we'll give the glory and honor. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to come into the presence of the Most High God. But, you know, I think my joy is coming into the presence of the Most High God when all the people who is under the sound of my book, under the sound of my voice, who can come with me. Hallelujah. You can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you know. And it's all right, you know, and it's a one-on-one thing, you know. But, boy, it's collectively. It ain't just a one-on-one thing, boy, with me. Boy, it's a one-on-one thing with all of you who are under the sound of my voice. But listen, if you tune in to this radio broadcast, then listen, this ain't just a radio broadcast or a church service or a Bible study. Then this God may have pointed unto you to go accept his righteousness. Well, that means you can come on into his presence. You can come past, man. I'm talking about coming to his presence. You can come all the way up to his throne where he's sitting there. His seat of authority. His power. But when he speaks from that place, his word is law. It got to happen. I don't care what, man. I don't care what it got to happen. And boy, he said, you can come and have that kind of audience with him. And come into that place. What place is that? Honorary, man. Through the gates of Thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the church service, radio broadcast, and all the seminars, man. Thank God for all that. Don't go try to go around there to go over there, man. Go through there. But don't just stop there. Go all the way back in there and tell what those purpose for those things that we do, the Thanksgiving, the praise, the church service, the radio broadcast, is a means to one end. But they will get you back to that place. That's what we've been talking about for the last few weeks, you know, that place. What place is that? Well, that's a place where, hallelujah, It's called a kingdom of heaven on earth. What it is, a place. What it's called? The kingdom of heaven on earth. Say that again, brother. The kingdom of heaven on earth, that's a place. That's an atmosphere. That's an environment. That's a literal place. It's invisible, but it's more real than this visible world, because the visible world was created and made from it. What is it called? What that place called? The kingdom of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. And that is, like I said, where you tune into this radio broadcast, boy, that's what God calls you into. What? The kingdom of heaven on earth. You know the purpose for this radio broadcast? Is to win souls to the kingdom of God. To win souls, man, back to that place. Why? Because in that place, the Holy Spirit can minister to your spirit, and your spirit minister to your soul. So your soul ain't saved. Your soul is saved, is being saved, and it shall be saved. Say that again, brother. Hey, listen, boy, when you accepted Jesus Christ, man, in fact, when Christ died upon the cross while I was sinning, man, listen, boy, I'm talking about, boy, all the sins, man, were paid in full, and spirit, man, was saved. Through spirit, man. And, boy, that mighty man that I be talking about, that mighty woman that I be talking about, that part of you that can do all things through Christ Jesus, that part of you that just like him. I ain't talking about that physical man. I'm talking about man that real you, that spiritual man. That man that created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. That at one point got separated from that to one man's disobedience, Adam. So you're talking about man, I'm talking about that man, that spirit man. And then that spirit man, the Holy Ghost, man to that spirit man, well, boy, from that place where the kingdom of heaven on earth, hallelujah. Then, boy, that spirit man will be laying to the soul. That spirit man already made saved as he ever going to be, holy as he ever going to be. He no sin. He that's born of God, sin is not. He holy. He holy without blame, covered in God's love. Hallelujah. And when he leaves his body, he goes back to where he come from, God. But you also, man, got another part of you, man. You are a person. You're a person, too. With a personality, with a mind, with will, with emotion, with attitude. That's a life part of you, too. That's your soul. That's your mind. That's your will. That's your emotion. That's your attitude. It's in the process of, it's saved, but it's being saved. And it shall be saved. In other words, boy, I'm talking about, boy, that's the hidden man of the heart. That's the man that's being renewed in the spirit of his heart and the spirit of his mind. That's a man that's being conformed to the image of God. How? By the renewing of his mind. How is he doing that, man? By the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit is using? The Word of God. To brainwash you. Hello. To do what? To brainwash you. Because that's what you need, a brainwash. Amen. Your brain been washed with, man, the way of this world, boy. And I'm talking about that's a lot of good in it, but that's a way that seems good to man, but the end leads to destruction. Okay, I can get it, might look. The end leads to destruction. This world system here, man, it's headed for destruction. And then your best interest to get off that course, man, and get onto another course, man. A kingdom that, man, that has stability and everlasting world, an everlasting kingdom, an everlasting place. Hallelujah. What's that other? Oh, that's the kingdom of heaven. And what is that other? That's on the earth. What is on the earth? That's within your reach. What Jesus say? Change your way of thinking. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know what that hand means? That's how close it is to you. From your body to the end, you stretch your arm out from your body to the end of your hand, how close is that? 2 or 3 feet at the most? One of those that might have some long arm? Man, that's how close it is to you. I told you it's an unseen realm, but it's more real than it's seen realm. You think God real? Yeah, you're going to see him. You think the kingdom of heaven real? You're going to see that. Now, you can't see that with the natural eye, but that's real. Your God is a real God. The kingdom of heaven is a real place. Your God is a real father. The kingdom of heaven, man, is real. I can't even begin to try to describe it. I wouldn't even know how to describe it. Hallelujah. I wouldn't know how to describe it. Glory to God. Let me tell you. Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I think I got a little distracted. I wouldn't know how to fullness of it. But I'm talking about, man, you know, a place. And that place, man, is called the kingdom of heaven on earth. And boy, the summons is for you to come into that place. The invitation is from God to all of us, to all mankind, is to come into that place. That's the place that Jesus Christ came and made available to us. Where is that, Lord? It's within your reach. It's at hand's reach. That's how close it is. I'm going to say that again. That's how close it is. It's within hand's reach. And as you come to the knowledge of it and receive it, it not only will be within hand's reach, it'll get even closer than that. It'll get on the inside of you. That's where the kingdom of God takes place at first. First is among you. That's what Jesus Christ come to bring. So it's here. But just because it's here, that don't mean that it, you know, you in it and it's in you. You got to first come to the knowledge that it's here. Most believers, man, think it's in the sweet by and by, man, when we all get to heaven, pie in the sky, where the daily judge is going to be, and it is. But I'm talking about a kingdom that's here now. You say, man, the kingdom of heaven, man, is here now. I come to bring that here now. I come to bring that governing influence. I come to bring the governing influence of that place. The governing influence of that place. What place? So it might influence this place called Earth. With what? The governing, not the religion, the governing influence of that place. Do what, man? To govern this place, the Earth. Why? So it might be on this place, the Earth. Just like it is in that place, glory to God, where the presence of the law. That's why it's important for us to go, man, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the church service, all the way into his presence. So that because in that presence, in that place right there, boy, boy, you get back on course toward God's destination for your life. You get back on course toward your work. Not your job. Your job is your skill. Your work is what you were created to do. There's a difference between work and job. God put Adam in the garden and told him to work. But become. That's what work means. Become. Become what? Become who you are. Come to the knowledge of this kingdom of God, man, that's available to you and that you have an inheritance. And your inheritance is all in the kingdom of God. Amen. And start partaking of it. Become that. Become what? Become the heir of God and join the heir with Christ Jesus. Become that mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God. Become that holy man place and holy tabernacle, holy dwelling place. Become more just like God, just like Jesus. Become man creating his image and his likeness, man. Become rulers over this earth, man, and everything that creepeth upon it, every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts your life. Become that. Become what? Become holy. For the Lord your God is holy. Become that righteousness that you have been made in Christ Jesus. Become that. Hey, Lord. Become that son of the Most High God that you are, that daughter of the Most High God. Become that king that you are. That ruler that you are. Become that man that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God with all power. Become that. Start becoming that. Becoming what? Who you are. That's who you really are. That's what's been hid, man, in the graveyard of religion. the gospel about you. The gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? The gospel of the kingdom is the good news about you and about me and who we really are and where we really come from and why we really here and what we really can do and where we really going in up there. Who we. We can listen. Boy, let me tell you something. The gospel of Jesus Christ, man, to show us up. Where he at right now? Where he ended up there? Even through all the affliction that he went through upon this earth, everything else, even the crucifixion, all that. Man, where he ended up there? Seated at the right hand of the Most High God. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. And you. And me. That's what the Bible saying. That's the message that the Bible man proclaimed to us. And you and me, who were dead in trespass and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together, glory to God, with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all our circumstances, situations, sin, and principalities, and power, and dominion. Somebody say, what do you think? I say, boy, what a mighty God we serve. Hello. Boy, he's done great things. And boy, you tune into this radio station, boy, God wants you to come to the night. You don't want to have no church. Thank God for that. We don't have a lot of that tomorrow. It ain't time for church. It's time here to learn how to be the church. Boy, if we could ever come to the place, man, where we can separate man, where we stop separating Sunday from Monday. What do you mean, bro? If we ever come to the place, man, we make Sunday a holy day where people go to church, man, and serve the Lord and everything else, man, and pay their homage to the Lord and try to appease deity or the deity that they are worshiping, man. And then, man, on Monday, man, they go right back into everyday life, man, like, you know, they've been a dummy. But, man, let me tell you something, man, a purpose for Sunday, man, the fellowship and everything else, you don't separate Sunday from Monday. The same thing that you do on Sunday, the same relationship that you have with God and with people, man, on Sunday, and everything else, man, and coming together and growing in the knowledge of God, that's the same relationship that you have on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, every day. We celebrate Sunday from Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, everything else. We celebrate that as the Sabbath day or the holy day. Man, every day is a holy day. As I can recall, the Bible said, boy, Lord made every day. And at the end of every day that he made, he said it was good. Read your Bible in Genesis chapter 1. After every day, he said it was good. And boy, especially after that day that he made you and me, he didn't say it was good then. He said, that's very good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you come to the Lord, what that means? Well, that was very good. Hallelujah. Not God, man, or establish his government influence of your territory to extend the territory. That's what kings do, they expand their territory. That's what make them great. When they take over territory, colonize those territories, man, with their culture, with their lifestyle. Hallelujah. Boy, that's the place. That's the place, boy, that the devil don't never want you to find out and come to the knowledge of and come on into. You don't mind you having good church. You don't mind you doing all the things that we do on Sunday, boy, as long as you don't get your crown. You don't mind you operating in your priesthood and our priestly garment. What is that? That's all our religious rituals and ceremonies and traditions that we practice, man, on Sunday, the Sabbath day. You don't mind you doing all that, boy, as long as, man, you know, after that day is over, man, you go right back off into the world, man, and keep on living, man, like real men and real women. And all the time, boy, you sons and daughters of the Most High God. And keep on living like Christians instead of living like ambassadors of the kingdom of hell. You keep on living, man, like, you know, in need and in light and in want. But all the time, all of the kingdom of hell is your inheritance. Good God alone. Devil don't want you to know that. He don't want you to hear that. He don't want you to hear that message. He don't want you to hear that. Why? Because you know that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Just like you got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, why that what you've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing? Why you ain't got no faith about being that Christ in you? Because you ain't been hearing and hearing and hearing what the gospel about you. What's the gospel about you? That as he is, so are you. He come to show you you. He come to show you who we are in a relationship that we have with the Father, and the thing that we can do, and the life that we can live, and the power that we can operate in, and the authority that we can impact this earth with and influence this earth with. Come to show you, man, what's on the inside of you. That same spirit that anointed him to do what he did, that same spirit on the inside of you and me. Hallelujah. What on that same spirit? What spirit? The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, dwelling on the inside of me and you. You know that? You might know that, but I'm talking about, man, becoming that and walking in the reality of that. Not just preaching about that and having church about that, man, and clapping and having your emotions stirred up about that, man. That's all good and everything, yeah, man. I'm talking about, man, we're coming into the knowledge of the truth, man, but into the reality of that. Why is that so important? Because that's what brings glory to our Father. Not good church. Manifested word in our lives. That's what brings glory to God. Not how well our church service was, not how well your emotions were stirred up by some good preaching, man, everything all right. Yeah, that's all good and everything else, man, but I'm talking about, man, I ain't talking about something to stir you up. I'm talking about something to build you up. The Bible says, man, in the book of Acts chapter 20, it says, hey, this is now coming into the word of God's grace. That word is not, it didn't say that's going to stir you up. That's going to hype you up. That's going to get you emotionally wound up and everything out where you feel good. He said, no, I commend you unto the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up, glory to God. Why? And give you your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. That's that prayer. Now watch this here. Now, you know, you got, when you, how you got somebody, how you get into that place, Austin? Hey, God told us in Nicodemus, he said, listen, Nicodemus came and said, Lord, hallelujah. Well, nigga said, man, listen, Nicodemus was watching Jesus and hearing, man, and he was hearing all the things about Jesus, and a couple of times, man, he heard Jesus' ministry and everything else, and he saw the thing that Jesus did and the reports of Jesus, and Nicodemus would check it out for himself. And boy, Nicodemus said something, man. Nicodemus said, good God of mine, this man got to come from God. Because ain't nobody do what he's doing except, man, he come from God. Except God be with him, man. Now, other religious people, they didn't have that open mind like that. But boy, this man here say, no, Lord, this no. He ain't no hypocrite. And some, no, Lord. I don't know what it is, man. But I tell you what, man, what the Sanhedrin council and what the religious people thinking about him, they, no, I don't believe that. What they, I don't think they got it right. Say, man, let me tell you something. He heard this good news like what I'm telling you about now, the kingdom of heaven that's available to us. And Nicodemus, and he didn't just hear it, he saw it in demonstration and in power. I told you Jesus opened blind eyes and I stopped at death's ears and casting out devils and healing the sick and raising the dead. And God wants us to do the same thing. Not so much as physical, that too, but more so spiritually. Those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Bring them to the knowledge of the gift, the free gift of salvation. So where they accept Jesus Christ into their hearts. We bring them to the church for that. Now, you bring them to the church, man, to get trained up for reigning. That's what the church is for, training for reigning. Well, what the Sunday services is like everything, and gathering ourselves together. But what's the church for, man, on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Amen. Going out, man, and being the church. See, we have church on Sunday, like I was saying earlier, but then we separate, man, Sunday from Monday. And when Monday comes back, instead of going out and being a church, we go right back out and start being the same old man, the same old woman that we were, man, you know. And that high come down, or that high wear down, that big man, and you forget, man, that mighty man, mighty woman, man, that you was feeling that you were, and that you have, that you can do when you was hearing that word at that time. Hallelujah. And then the emotion wear down, and you're right back, man, to ground zero. Well, God say, boy, listen, man, who knows whether we come to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. But it's a great time to be alive. We're at the brink of a global explosion. This is a worldwide word here. This ain't just to a congregation, to a church. Man, don't get it. Got 25,000 people in it, man. That's here to the world. Jesus said, go into all the world. That's every arrangement. That's every path of operation. That's every, man. Let's go into the political world, the educational world, the financial world, man, the social world, the media world, the hip-hop world, the sports world, man. Every arrangement, every pattern of operation that's upon this earth. Every world. Why? It's to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. What? That the kingdom of heaven means your inheritance. It was yours before the foundation of the world. You lost it in Adam, and Jesus Christ come to get it back for you. All that stuff that he did and everything else, and all those sermons that you've been heard about, all that he did and everything else. Hey, listen, that was a good thing, man, but you're preoccupied with the means. That's the door. Hey, listen, he did that for something. He didn't just do that. He did that. That's the reason why he did everything that he was doing, man, so that he can get that place back to you and he can get you back to that place. So you can start living your life in that place. Why? Because only from that place can we become who we already are. That's why it's important to get back to that place, because it's only from that place that we can become who we are. The Bible says, and God planted a garden in Eden, and there he placed the man. God planted a garden. And where he placed the man at, he placed the man in that place. And from that place, he told the man to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth and subdue it. From that place. Hallelujah. That's the place I keep telling you about on this radio station, man, that's available to you. That's the place that's available to you. That's the place that God wants you to come into, man. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, fellowship with him from that place. Because in that place, Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, 24/7. There was no separation from Sunday to Monday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, every day that God had made was a good day. And when they all came together and worshiped him, then perhaps that was a great day to have. But man, let me tell you something, all them other days was good days too. So when we leave, man, from being edified and cleaned up, man, on a Sunday, we got to go out in everyday life on Monday and start ruling and reigning over circumstance, situations, and symptoms, man, in our life. So in actuality, man, what's supposed to be going on in church and Bible study is training for reigning. What are the training for reigning? Training for reigning in life. Not training for trying to be a good Christian. Trying to be a good religious person, man, and try to do the best you can, trying to live a good life. No, training for reigning. Reigning, man, not just over men sin in your life, but over every sickness, disease, poverty, lack, every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts your life. Instead of it dictating to you, you flip the script and start dictating to it. Can you imagine, man, living life like that? That's how Jesus did it. Man, he didn't allow no circumstance, situation, or symptom to dictate to him. He dictated to it. And all the time he was doing all those things, you hear me say this all the time on his radio broadcast, all the time he was doing all those things that he was doing and showing who he was, boy, he was preaching a message to him, man. What? Hey, this for you too. This yours. I'm just doing this, man, to let you to make no big old whoop to do about me and everything else. This ain't about me. He kept on saying that, man, this ain't about me. All I am is I'm the door. I'm the way. They say Jesus is the answer, man. Let me tell you something, man. That's a song. Jesus said, I ain't the answer. I'm the way to the answer. What's the answer, man, boy? The kingdom of God, boy, has been returned to the earth. And you can come on in. How? You know, you can't come no one way, man. God planned the God. God planned a way for us to come in. You can only come in through Jesus Christ. Through what he done for you on the Calvary and all those things, the stuff that we read about and what he done, man, over 2,000 years ago. It's because of that we can come on back into that place. In line of that place. Listen, in that place, man, you know, Nicodemus, like I was telling you earlier, Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, Lord, how can you get in this place? That was the question. You can tell what the question was about how Jesus answered. Nicodemus came to Jesus, man, I'm talking about 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, hey, good master, I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't mean to wake you up every day, but I can't sleep, man. I got to know, I got to find out something, man. I mean, he ain't talking about this kingdom and everything else and all that will be able to us and that we can come on in there. How you get into this kingdom? How you get in that place, Lord? That's what Nicodemus came to Jesus for, man. And Jesus said, Nick, except a man be born again, he can now see the kingdom of God. Except he be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And that born of the flesh is flesh, but that born of the Spirit is spirit. What are you telling me? He said, Nick, you don't know that? You don't know how to get citizenship in the kingdom, in the territory? Yeah, you do, Nick. You got to be born. If you're born into that territory, then you automatically a king. You automatically got citizenship. So he said, to get into the kingdom, you got to be born again. What? He said, that born of the flesh is flesh, but that born of the Spirit is spirit. You were born in spirit. When you were created and born, you were created a spirit being. In communion and fellowship with God, hooked up to God. And you died spiritually. You got separated from God. So what you got to do, you got to be reconnected back to God. How can we be reconnected back to God? Listen, boy, the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus is the man, you know, the connection. And the Holy Spirit, man, is the connection what? Back to God. Now listen, the connection, man, is great and everything else because you need the connection, but you need the connection, man, from your television, man, the connection from your television to the electrical plug. Why? Not so that you can be connected, but so that you can look at the TV and look at the program that's on there and everything else. It ain't just the connection; is just a means to an end. What to get the entertainment that the TV is created, man, to bring. We stop at the connection, and they never turn on the TV and watch the movies, man. In life, you see your life, boy, as a king, as a ruler, when you turn on the TV. But he just connected. They told Nicodemus, hey, man, you got to be, you know, how you get connected, man? You got to be born of the Spirit. How you get born of the Spirit? By the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word. You keep on hearing the word of the kingdom, man. You know what? One day, man, that word will hit that seed, and, boy, it'll germinate, and it'll pop up in your life. And, boy, all of a sudden, man, something will come up on the inside of you, and you say, no. Your kingdom come, and your will be done in my life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And when you pray that prayer right there, I got out my mind sometimes. When you make that your number one priority, well, that's the indication, man, that I'm talking about that seed that took root. When a woman and a man come together, man, and sexual intercourse and the conception take place, you don't see nothing instantly. Even though the conception took place. But then after a while, man, you start seeing some things change. So in other words, man, let me tell you something, boy. How you get born again when you receive the incorruptible seed of God's word? How you get born again if you receive this word? If you not just hear this message, but if you receive it, if you grab a hold to it, if you seize it, if you place it in your possession, man. Well, if you say yes, Lord, man, to your word, yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes to you, Lord. Your kingdom come. That's the first request in the prayer. Your kingdom come, Lord. Not my kingdom, not my will, but your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done. Maybe that seed take root on the inside of you, and that spirit, man, boy, that land dominant on the inside of you, are come alive. Hallelujah. And what you'll be, baby? You'll be a little bitty spiritual baby. Born of the Spirit. Glory to God. Now what you got to do? Now you got to grow up. Because an heir, as long as he's a little bitty baby, he ain't no different than a servant, man. And you got to grow up in the kingdom. Everybody say, you can lie that you heir. Once you come into the kingdom and everything else, hey, listen, it's not enough to be in the kingdom. Now you got to grow up in the kingdom. And we got to learn the laws that govern the kingdom, not just the laws that God gave Moses, man, that you're not in the wilderness. He gave that to them out in the wilderness, man. He gave Adam and Eve some laws in the garden, glory to God. That we got to get back to, man. Those are the original laws. What? The law of life. Glory to God. What's the law of life? Boy, when the king, you ever hear me say this all the time, boy, what the king say, that will go. I don't care what nobody else say, what man say, what the Pope say, what I don't care what nobody say. Man, listen, everybody got a word, everybody, thank God for the word that articulate, man, the word of God. But boy, that's another more sure word, boy, that's what the king say himself. So you know what the king say himself, yourself. Well, you know what the king say. And the only way you can know what the king say, the king got to talk to you. That's why he wants you to come, man, all the way into his presence. Come past the gates, past the court, past the church there, all the way, man, back into the Garden of Eden, all the way back into that place. And commune from there, and fellowship from there, and have your church service from there, and have your program from there, and your seminars from there, and your lifestyle develop, man, from there. Because it's only in that place that what God has for your life can be accomplished. That's why everything that he did was a means to get you back to that place. Listen, there's some laws in that place that supersedes the laws of Moses. I didn't say to do away with the laws of Moses, and you ain't got to live by the laws of Moses. That was, I don't know, everything God talking like that, man, people think he's trying to do away with the law. Man, no, Jesus Christ said, I ain't going to do away with the law. I kind of fulfill it. What do you mean fulfill? I kind of show you, man, how to manifest it, man, in your life. I kind of show you, man, how to keep these laws. But in order to keep these laws right here, you got to get back to the original laws. Because these laws right here, you already broke them. And the penalty for breaking them is death. So ain't no hope for you. And I don't care if you didn't do no more from now on. You already broke them. And the penalty for that is death. What, separation from God? But, and God love you so much, boy, that he come, boy, and sent you a gift, boy. The gift of God is eternal life. The penalty for sin is death. That's separation from God. But, the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of righteousness, that's a gift. Salvation, that's a gift. And you don't earn this, what I'm talking about, boy. It's the grace of God. The grace is God's part. What faith is our part. And God's grace has already been dispensed. It's been dispensed, man, for over 2,000 years. The law came by Moses, the Bible said in the book of John, St. John chapter 1, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. My boy, that, hey, listen, man, ain't no longer I have a functioning and operating according to the law no more. Now you're functioning and operating according to the grace of God. What grace? What that grace is? That's what enables you to come into the presence of the Most High God. Yeah, that's what it's for. It ain't cover up your sin. It enables you to come into the presence of the Most High God without any sense of guilt or condemnation. The blood of Jesus Christ covers our sins. The grace of God don't just give us no leisure right to do anything and come before the God. Now, let me tell you something, boy. When you partake of the grace of God, you won't want to sin. And even though you sin, man, let me tell you something, boy, you ain't actually. Ain't in your heart and mind. You walking out of sin. You living holy, you know. And when you fall, you get back up and keep on keeping on. Why? Because you know the destination. What's the destination for? Hallelujah. The everlasting life. Where at, Arthur? In that place. What's that place called? Heaven on earth. Hallelujah. What it is? The everlasting life. In heaven on earth. You know that's your destination? You know that's the final destination for mankind when it's all said and done? That's where they're going to be. What? That place. Where? On earth. What that place? All of the kingdom of heaven on earth. In other words, boy, the earth is just like here. A colony of hell. Same thing that's going on in heaven going on in the earth. Same thing that's going on in God's territory with him, boy. Same thing that's going on in our territory. He gave us. It's heaven on earth. Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's that everlasting kingdom that God was talking about. And that the people of Israel, man, were looking for and wanting. Physically. In manifestation. Let me tell you something. When it's all said and done, it's going to be there. But right now, it's taking place, man, in the spirit realm. Right now, it's being manifested in the hearts of man. In the spirit of man. And as it's being doing that, then it's going to get down into the will of man, the emotion of man, the attitude of man. And then that soul going to relay it to his physical body, and his physical body going to manifest it on his physical earth. That's God's way of doing things. The kingdom of God is what God is doing and his way of doing it. And his way of doing it is by laws. I told you, in the kingdom, man, you know, there's laws in the kingdom that the church don't know about those. I don't have a lot of knowledge about those and how to operate in that. What are the laws in the kingdom of heaven? In the kingdom of heaven, there's a law called a law of life. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 3, and verse 6, and verse 9, and verse 11, and 14, and 16, and 22, and those scriptures say, and God said. Who said, and God said? That's God speaking. What's that? That's the word of life. That's a law. That's a law of life. And I don't care what nothing else nobody say out of that, man, they can't alter that word. That's the law of life, what God said. And listen, thank God for what God spoke, man, through the prophet. After mankind got out of fellowship with God, but I'm talking about something, man, that before the prophet. I'm talking about what God said itself before there ever was a prophet. What he said, that's the law of life. Another law in the kingdom of God, man, they call it a law, man, of freedom. The perfect law of freedom. God told Adam and Eve, hey, listen, man, all these trees in the garden, you can eat off of any one of them you want to. That's freedom. That's free will. He said, listen, I ain't making no more robot or nothing like that, man. Now I'm going to give you free will. Freedom. The freedom to dominate or to be dominated. The freedom. Then he told us something else. He said, well, listen, you can eat off any tree in the garden, but he commanded them. That's another commandment. Don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. That's a law of sin and death. That's a law. If you rebel against the word of God, then you're going to separate yourself from him. And you know what you separate yourself from him is? That's death. That's like pulling a plant up out the soil. That's like pulling a plant up out the ground. When you separate it from its source, then it starts withering away and dying, go back to the dust or the ground or the dirt to which it came from. Why? Because it's separated from its source. So God said, hey, listen, man, it's a law. Don't rebel against the known will of God, because if you do, you're going to separate yourself from your souls. And if you separate yourself from the soul, then you're going to surely wither away and die. It might take you 930 years, Adam, but baby, you're going to be out of here. You're going to be out of here, brother. That's a law called a law of sin and death. We know what happened. Adam, man, broke the law, and then Adam died, got separated from God, got put out of that place, over into the barren land, back over into the wilderness. But that's a law of sin and death. Well, there's another law in the kingdom, man, called a law of love. That's a royal law in the kingdom. Even though they got separated from that place, man, and tried to fix themselves up, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, God covered them up, man, with the animal skin. God provided a covering for them. God provided salvation for them. God provided a way out for them. God provided a means for redemption for them. God saved them. God covered them. His love, even though they had sinned, God covered them. And God promised them something. He said, listen, even though you can't live in this place no more, and I got to put you out of this place, because I can't let you eat out of the tree of life, because if you do, then you're going to live forever in this fallen state, and I won't be able to redeem your life. So I got to put you out of this place, not because I'm mad with you, but I got to protect you away out of the tree of life until I can clean you back up again. Then once I can clean you back up again, then you can come on back into that place and start eating off the tree of life. Glory to God. What's that? The lesser law of life that's in Christ Jesus that has set us free from the law of sin and death. But the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, for what the law could not do, what, the Mosaic law, through the weakness of the natural man, the flesh, God came himself in the person of his son. And watch this here. And condemned sin. He didn't condemn us. And condemn sin. Declare the sin in our life not suitable for use against us. Wash us white as snow and cleanse us up, man. Who are praying on so that we can come back into that place? That's the love of God. That's the grace of God. That even though we didn't, man, even though, man, you know, nothing that we did, that's God doing. But that's what God doing for us. That's his doing. That's his love. The love of God that he displayed. God so loved the world that he sent his son. The love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That love. That's a royal law in the kingdom. Let me tell you something. That love covers a multitude of sins. What do you mean? You know, let me say it plain. That love covers every sin. I don't care what it is and when it is and how it is, boy, that love covers all that. Chose it. The Bible says, thanks be unto God who has chosen us before the foundation of the world. That's in Ephesians chapter 1. That what? What he chose that we should be holy. That's just like him. That we should be what? That we should be holy and without blame. Covered in his love. Good God Almighty. Who you talking about, man? I'm talking about you. I'm preaching good news about you and what God say about you and what Jesus Christ come to do for you and restore back to you and who you are and what you can do. And what I mean, well, man, I'm talking about the love of God that he displayed toward all of us, that even while we were yet in our sin, he hung dead and died. Boy, that's the love of God. And there's another law in the kingdom, man. Not only the law of life and the law of liberty and the law of sin and death and the law of love. There's another law in the kingdom, man. So, listen, man, how you get this life and how you live this life? The Bible says the just shall live by faith. What God expected them to do, all God expected them to do was just to believe his word. What? That I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction. I'm going to come myself and, man, I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction. And I'm going to, man, restore back to you everything that you lost. And I'm going to put you back in that place. And I'm going to put a crown back on your head. And you should not only be a priestly garment or a religious organization, but you're going to be a king and a priest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what you got to do, just believe that promise. What's that, boy? Faith. That's the law in the kingdom. Faith in what? Faith in, man, what the king said. Faith in what the king said. What the king said, I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction. And I'm going to crown you with loving kindness and tender mercy. And I'm going to restore to you everything that you lost in there. What you lost in there, your kingship, your dominion, your crown. Hey, listen, man, Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, they still had a relationship with God, but they wasn't no kingdom on. They lost their crown. They lost their dominion, their authority, the manner to control, to empower, to influence, to impact this earth with the culture and nature of heaven and the lifestyle of heaven. They lost their dominion to do that. Why are you telling us this on the man? Hey, boy, you can come on back into the kingdom man, and grow up in there and then start learning how to operate according to those laws. There's another law in the kingdom, man, called law of worship. God commanded Adam, man. He said, become. Become what, man? Who I say you are. Become that. How? By faith, by taking my word, planting it into your heart. How you become that? There's another law. That's the law of work where God placed him in the garden and told him to work. What you don't do, man, become that. Make this whole territory, just like this little territory here. I put you in this garden, man. Now you expand this garden, man, to all the earth, man. How, man, do the same law, man, that it started in? What? There's a garden that is planted by God. But what you do, there's another law in the kingdom, man, called a law of sowing and reaping. What law is that, man? Hey, we're going to get into those, man. So what's the law of sowing and reaping? God said, man, listen, long as the earth remains, it'll be seed time and harvest time. He gave man all the trees and everything else to plant. He said, listen, this is how things produce from the unseen to the seen, man, how? Through the principle of sowing and reaping. What do you mean sowing and reaping, man? By you taking the word of God, the law of life, and you planting it into your life, into your circumstance, into your situation, into your sin. You doing what? You taking the word of life. What's the word of life? The word that Christ came and preached to you, what? That you can do all things through him who was strengthening you. That you the head, not the tail, that you just like him, that you're a mighty man, that everything that you lost and restored, take that word and, man, sow it into your life, sow it into your spirit. How you sow it? By speaking it, just like God did. Speaking God's word over your circumstance, over your situation, over your symptoms, man. What doing? Speaking God's word, man, over that. Doing what, brother? Speaking God's word over all your circumstances, all your situations, all your symptoms. Instead of speaking, man, speaking God's word to him, sowing God's word into your life, into your spirit, into your heart. And don't get weary, man, if you don't see instant results, man, because it's a process, man. It's a principle called sowing and reaping. You don't plant the apples today, man, and eat the man the apple seed today and eat the apples, man, tonight. It's a process. What you got to do is trust the process of sowing and reaping. How I get everything from the unseen realm into the seen realm to that law in the kingdom world. Sowing and reaping. The Bible says, be not deceived, God, not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. He says, whosoever shall say to the mountain, and be thou removed and plucked up and cast into the sea, and don't doubt in his heart, but believe in those things that he says that come to pass, then he shall have whatsoever he say. What's the seed? The seed is the word of God. What's the sower? That's you. How you planting? By speaking it. Speaking to your mountain, speaking to your circumstance, speaking to your life, speaking what? The word of God into your life. That's why he said, now, brother, when I commend you, I give you, I place you under the word of God's grace. Hallelujah. So that you can speak that into your life. Jesus said this way, I only say what I hear my Father say. And I only do what boy I hear him say do. I plan, I speak his word to my circumstance. This sickness is not unto death, but that the glory of God might be revealed. Say what? That the manifested word of God might be made known to the people. The manifested word of God. How you get that word of God manifested? How you get an apple manifested? You take an apple seed and you plant it into the ground. And you nourish it and you watch over it and you cultivate it. And guess what happened? In due season, you eat an apple. That's the potential that's in the seed of God's word. He gives your word in seed form. That's how his word comes. It comes in seed form. That's why I say, as long as the word remains, there shall be seed time and harvest time. The word is going to always be here. But in order to get that word manifest in our life, you got to plant it in your heart. That's a law in the kingdom. That's a lifestyle. That's a way of living. What's some of the law in the kingdom? It's a law of life. That's man, what God said in Genesis chapter 1. Ain't nobody talking in there but God. And boy, his word ain't going to return to him, God. Everything he said in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, he's going to accomplish that. That's a done deal. It don't matter what happened, man, after the devil come talking in Genesis chapter 3, they can't nullify what God said in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. He's going to have that, baby. That's the word of the king. That's the law of life. Glory to God. You can't argue that. You can't change that. His plans to accomplish that changes down through time and seasons. In the history of mankind, in which you deal with mankind in different ways, and with different responsibilities and different laws and different governing principles. But his purpose don't never change. What his purpose is, man? To colonize earth with heaven, to make earth a colony of heaven. What his strategy for accomplishing that? To do it through a family of sons called mankind. That's you and I. To do what? Establish his governing influence of his territory to an extended territory that he created called Earth. What's his strategy for doing that? To create a family of sons to do that too. And how are you going to do that through a family of sons? By empowering them with his spirit, the Holy Spirit, the connection. For what purpose? So that they could carry out the assignment. What did I lost? What they lost? The connection. So the assignment couldn't be carried out. You can't watch the TV if you unplug it. But boy, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ come and plugged it back up, man. Now what you got to do is turn the TV back on. You got to turn the TV off. All the God's going to do is hook up the plug. All Jesus going to send the plug. And what the Holy Ghost going to do, he's going to hook up the plug.